Just a little bit. I was just getting to know Peter these last couple of years. I, of course, had sung with him for a couple of years in Choral Arts, and I was having an opera premiered a couple of years ago, and I happened to see him in the audience, and I was thrilled to see someone from Choral Arts there, and we got to talking a little bit afterwards, and he talked about how he loved experiencing new things and new music, and as a composer, that really touched me.
Now, you're a composer. What did he bring to Choral Arts? What did he bring to music?
I think he brought life. I think he was always lively, and I think he always lived the music or lived his opportunities, as far as I knew, to a great extent.
Now, he was also remembered for the ties. What do you remember about those?
I still have the tie that I got at his memorial service, and it's gaudy, and it's awful, and I love it, and it's one of my favorite ties.
And so that is one of the ways he is remembered. What did he mean to this group?
I think, again, he meant a liveliness. I think he meant a sincerity of life, and I think he expressed that in the way that he was committed to music and the way that he was committed to experiencing new things all the time.
Take me back to that Monday night where last year, where it was turned out the last time everybody saw Peter. What do you remember about that?
It seemed uneventful at the time, and then afterwards it's cast in a completely different light, and I think that's one of the things that tragedies do to us, is it makes us recognize ordinary moments as extraordinary, and I think that was something that Peter embodied in his life.
What are these, you come back to these rehearsals, is there obviously someone missing without Peter?
I think when we come back to canonical works like Beethoven 9, and you can remember singing them with him, or certain moments, or you see someone in one of his ties, it brings it back. It's like a touchstone.
How will he be remembered?
I hope very vividly.
Okay, fair enough.